Yeah, excellent 3 points. Really delighted with the spirit today and with the performance, you know, to come away to the playoff finalists from last season and get the scoreline we wanted with another clean sheet. Yeah, it's very good.
You had a very good first half. One great goal, could add a couple more.
That's right. You know, perhaps we weren't as ruthless in front of goal as we know we can be. But it doesn't really matter. We've got the end result. But it bodes well when we do create chances away at sides like this.
Yeah, goals win games. Let's talk about that one. A couple of good crosses from young Colbeck, who actually came back into the side more by accident than design rather early on.
Yeah, unfortunately for Jack, Emmett, he went down and beating the lad down the right-hand side and got hacked down, and as he often does, and unfortunately had to go off as a result. And hopefully, it's a back injury. Hopefully, the extent of it isn't too bad. But Joe Colbeck is a great player to put on in place. You know, bags of pace and very direct in his style. And putting a couple of good balls, and one resulted in Paul Clayton smashing one into the roof of the net. It's a great finish.
Classy finish, wasn't it, with the pivot?
Yeah. He's proved to be a real handful as Clayton. To get the goal he deserved, you know, today was rewarding for us all.
There were two occasions where Dom Knowles has timed his run superbly. I'm disappointed not to have finished on both occasions to beat the offside trap.
That's right. I mean, it just shows you, you know, if you're solid, you know, and get people behind the ball when we need to. You didn't get stretched. I don't think we conceded too many opportunities, even though they had the territory, you know. And we know full well what Chorley are about. You know, they knock it very direct into your box. You know, anything within 60, 70 yards of goal, you know, they bang it into the box and ask questions. But fortunately, we've got a good keeper and a good back four that have dealt with it very well today.
Well, at half-time, they'd scarcely uttered much of a threat, really. The second half, a very different story. And you were pushed back a bit, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, like I say, everything from when the keeper got it, he's got a massive strike on him and he gets it out of his feet and smashes it, you know, and the hope for the bits. And nothing really penetrated, you know, wasn't played on the deck through us. But, you know, they do it well, what they do. And it was a big test, you know, a lot of corners swinging in. And I thought the lads were magnificent in defence.
Well, there it is. You've raised the bar now. This is the team that reached the playoff finals last season. You've come here and won 1-0. So how high have you raised that bar now, Simon?
We've got to keep going. I mean, there's a few aches and pains in the changing room. We've got to turn it around very quickly and reproduce that kind of performance against Bradford Park Avenue, drawn 4-4 today, and come back from 4-2. So, you know, we know that's going to be a passionate game and we have to rest, recover and be ready for that.
Bradford, you've not always had the best of luck against them, have you?
No, we haven't. You know, maybe we'd use them. And I think it's about time that we showed them that we're capable of playing football.
Does psychology come into it? Because here last season we'd stuffed 4-0. You've gone away winning 1-0. People start thinking, well, we'll do Bradford this time.
Oh, why not? You know, I mean, obviously they've got some very good players. They've invested massively in players over the summer. And, you know, maybe they felt a bit of pressure of that in delivering it straight away. But it's not always easy. You know, we invested in a few players last year and it didn't go our way and we were struggling for points. So, you know, we had to change it around, you know, but we just concentrated on ourselves and hopefully get the 3 points again on Monday.
You mentioned the knocks, but players do tend to recover them quite quickly when it's a winning team, don't they?
Yeah, they don't. No one wants to step out of the team in fear of someone replacing them and then not reclaiming the place after that. So we've got to be consistent with players and play them on merit. Nothing political at this club. You just go and do your best, and if it's good enough, you stay in the team.
And you've got the people on the bench waited there, Tom Platt now among them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's good to get him involved, and you have to dig in. There weren't many of his forays into the box because it was a different style of game today, but he took part and played his part.
Well, you can't go overboard, but some of the fans are doing. They're enjoying this run, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, 4 wins and a draw, you know, it's a decent run. It's put us in a good position early on in the season, but that's all it is. It's early on, and we've just got to keep level-headed and know that it's hard work that's got us in this position.